You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, UCMiracles.com at TitansMCM. All right, so today is Friday, November 4th, I believe. The only news really that came out yesterday was that Ryan Tannehill did not practice. So he went from limited to did not practice, which last week was different than last week, because last week he went did not practice, limited, did not practice. So I think the key will be what he's able to do today. If you remember last week, Vrabel didn't rule him out on Friday, but then as Saturday came along and he, you know, missed the walkthrough because he was, quote, sick, they ruled him out at that point. So I don't know. I feel like it's trending toward Ryan Tannehill not playing. I mean, I could be wrong. It seems like there's a big faction of Twitter that thinks he's going to play. I need to see, he needs to log something today as far as practice is concerned. My guess would be that they're going to say he's limited today and that he'll be questionable and that this is going to go to Sunday either way, or Saturday like last week. That's what my guess is going to be. Now, if he can't go at all today and they rule him out, I mean, who knows? That could be something that happens. The other notes from the injury report, still no Torrey Carter, still no Amani Hooker, still no Naquan Jones. Would not expect any of them to play in this one. Jeffrey Simmons did not practice again for the second straight day with that ankle injury, but this is just like last week. He played. We haven't heard about a setback. He looked like he got through the game fine on Sunday, so I would expect him to be fine. Aaron Brewer was back at full participation after being limited on Wednesday, so it seems like he's good to go. Derrick Henry didn't practice again, but they changed it from foot yesterday to rest on Thursday, or foot Wednesday, not injury related slash rest on Thursday. He had media availability during, you know, Thursday before practice. He's going to play. There's no question about that in my mind. Rashad Weaver looks to be back. He's full participation in both days. They gave Nate Davis a day off, or at least he was limited on Thursday, not injury related. So, you know, he battled back, played last week. So I would suspect they're just trying to ease him back in a little bit. And then Tier Tart was listed as limited with a hamstring injury. Now, that's something to keep an eye on. You know, anytime something crops up during the week, it can be an issue. And listen, Tier Tart has been really good for this team. He's been one of the more underrated guys that, you know, people on the kind of national level don't know as much about. So I would definitely keep an eye on that, because he's been a really solid guy for this defense. And so I would just keep an eye on that. But hopefully that's nothing more than, you know, just kind of a little bit of soreness that everybody's going to have this time of year, just being where we are in the season. So, but anyway, we'll be watching that on Friday. And make sure you check the website, UCMiracles.com. Mello will have this full injury report when it comes out Friday afternoon. And hopefully we'll have a little bit better indication of what everybody's able to do. Now, last night, the Eagles and the Texans played. Now, the Eagles ended up winning easily, 29-17. But, you know, the number, I think the spread was 13.5 going in. And, I mean, I thought Philadelphia would cover that easy. You know, I don't know if you read the post on the site. Alan Bell had a stat about teams that were 11-point, I think, or higher favorites on Thursday Night Football, and how many times they had, you know, won outright. I think they've won every time outright, and they had covered the vast majority of the time. So, I mean, and Philly looked perfectly in line to do that as well. Like, I mean, they've been smoking people. They've been really good. So, you know, I had no hesitation to think that the Eagles were going to be able to cover that easily. Now, it didn't play out that way. And the thing that I will note is that the Texans had a lot more success on offense
in that game than they did against the Titans. So maybe, and again, we're going to learn all this Sunday night about the Titans defense, what it actually is, all that stuff. I mean, they've been really good for the last, in this five-game winning streak, but they have not played good offenses, right? So, you know, we'll see against Kansas City what they are. But we saw what we saw last night, and again, every game is different. It's never, you can't ever say, well, the Titans did this against this team, and the Eagles did this against this team, so that means blah, 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 because it never plays out that way, right? But I will say that that the Texans showed a little bit of a formula against the Eagles last night. Now, it didn't ultimately work out. And these are the things that, like, people, you know, the whole possess the ball, don't let the other team have the ball thing, like, that works really good in theory, right? There was a lot of talk, if you're from around here, last week Tennessee played Kentucky, college football, and there was so much talk about what Kentucky was going to be able to do and grind the game out, and Tennessee wasn't ever going to have the ball, and that's how Kentucky was going to win. Well, that's fine, but if you don't score in every possession, and then they do score in every possession, even if you keep the ball the whole game, it doesn't matter. You know, the stat from the year before, and I don't know what time of possession was in Tennessee-Kentucky this year, but the stat from the year before was, like, Tennessee had the ball for 16 minutes or something stupid in the game and scored 20-plus points. So, you know, you do have to score. You have to score. If you're going to grind it out like that, you've got to score points, and you've got to get a couple stops. Like, that's if you're going to do that. And it can work if you stick to that formula. But, I mean, last night, you know, Pierce ran for 139 yards, 27 carries against the Eagles defense. So you better believe that the Titans were taking notes on that and thinking about, okay, well, you know, if that guy can get 139 yards, listen, he's a good player, don't get me wrong, but he's not Derrick Henry. So if that guy can get 139 yards on 27 carries, if we can get Derrick Henry to 35 carries, what can he get? What can we do? So there had to be a little bit of that going on, you know, in the Titans' minds as they were watching that game. And then the big thing that happens in that game is Davis Mills those two picks. And so once you have those two interceptions, once you have those two turnovers, it's really hard to win against a team like Philadelphia if you don't force a couple. And so then, you know, Jalen Hurts does what he did. He had 243, two touchdowns, didn't turn the ball over. They ran for two scores as well. So, you know, that, like, again, if you're going to do the whole ball control thing, you've got to protect the football. You've got to score points on those long drives. And that's what ultimately the Texans weren't able to do. But they kept it close. I mean, it was close at halftime. And until that interception, and then they get the penalty on the try, and they go for two. I mean, until late, it was a fairly close game. It was a one-score game for a lot of the time. So, anyway, just something that I thought was interesting, because the Eagles are undefeated. They're really good, clearly. But if there's a game plan that can take them down, where you grind it out, run against them, you know, just kind of hit them in the mouth, which is obviously what the Titans like to do. The Texans were able to somewhat do that last night, and the Titans are way more equipped to do that than the Texans are. So I think that, I think that there is a recipe for success that the Titans can have there. We'll just have to see how it plays out ultimately when that game comes along in a couple weeks. All right, that'll do it for today. A little traffic noise in the background. Sorry about that. We will have you covered, like I said, final injury report, everything with that coming up today. We'll have some preview stuff over the weekend, game thread during the game, and then we'll be back Sunday night to have a recap of what goes on in Titans Chiefs. So MusicCityMiracles.com is your place for all that. Check that out. Search out Music City Miracles wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to this podcast so you'll get new episodes every day when they're available. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again on Sunday.